As always, thank you for making our podcast number one. As a matter of fact, even Amazon's selected us to be part of their podcasting launch. So that's huge. And Melissa, thank you for joining us this morning on The Morning Show in Ashley's absence.
Yeah, talking about all the things ACMs from last night and how the first time ever in history there were two Entertainer of the Year winners.
Yeah, history was definitely made, and we'll catch you up on all those really cool things. Plus, Shelly, our guru on all things entertainment. Looks like Universal's back with their Halloween Horror Night houses.
Well, kind of.
All those details in this podcast that starts right now. All right, so with today's national anthem, if you missed the ACMs last night, we are your official Academy of Country Music Award station. So today we're going to get you all caught up, but let's talk about behind the scenes, okay? I've got Melissa in here, Morning Show producer Chloe in here, for yesterday's show on TV. You know, there's a lot of people involved in those behind the scenes, but how about even here in the building? Because we had a special that played before it aired on TV, and you had Slater, our own afternoon guy. He was in charge of helping some of that come out the way it did.
Yeah, and we have a digital guy named Neil, who is the one that made sure that we could talk to the artist in Nashville, which sounds pretty easy because you have Zoom and you know, other platforms like that.
Yeah.
But we didn't use any of that just so we could get the best quality video and audio, and it took a lot.
Yeah, so again, people like Neil in our building are people that, when we have to go bigger than just the Zoom, those guys have to figure out how to make those programs work. And to all of you, and we're speaking to the IT pros, all of you who help put productions together. Shoot, I mean, listen, we are in the entertainment capital of the world, where every Disney production, every SeaWorld production, I mean, there are a lot of people who work behind the scenes, just like a puppet master with his strings, who make things happen.
Yeah, for every person in front of the scenes, there's like 18 for that one person behind the scenes making everything happen.
All right, so to you, behind the scenes, editing, putting it all together, writing scripts, making sure that the whole production goes without a hitch, to you from Obie and Ashley, the national anthem. Obie and Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country with K92.3's Country Stimulus Stash. That money, we're still at it, with $1,000 coming your way 5 times a day. All right, so I've got Melissa, who you normally hear on after the morning show. She's on with us this morning with Morning Show producer Chloe. So last night's ACMs, as the official Academy of Country Music Awards station, it is our duty to catch you up on what was pretty freaking historic last night. First of all, the fact that it wasn't in Vegas, where Ashley and I are used to being for the award show, it wasn't there because of COVID. This was spread out between 3 different venues.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, though, let's get to what the big highlight of the night was.
Well, not only that, there was no one in the audience. So that made all the performances even more interesting, you know, and the acceptance speeches, especially when it came around to the Entertainer of the Year award, which also made history because never have we ever had a tie. And it happened last night with Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett.
Happy to share this with Thomas Rhett and just to have my name mentioned with his and Luke and Eric Church. I am beyond honored. Band, crew, everybody that makes those shows happen. You guys, hold on. It will happen again. Just hold on.
Again, that was Carrie Underwood, who accepted the Entertainer of the Year award, who, by the way, she's sharing that with Thomas Rhett.
Getting to hear an idol of mine, Keith Urban, mentioned my name along with Carrie Underwood. It was just like, it made me feel like I'm not the new guy anymore, if that makes any sense. You know, just being such a huge fan of Carrie since I can remember, since I was 15 or 16 years old, and winning such an iconic award with her, it just solidified a lot of things for me.
Okay, so again, just to catch you up to speed, that was Thomas Rhett, who he and Carrie Underwood won Entertainer of the Year, which is the first time they've ever done that.
And so apparently the ACMs are made up of thousands of people who vote on this, and it was a legit tie, which they said, unlike in sports, you know, you can't fight a tie. So if it's just a tie, that's what it is. They're both getting awards.
How in thousands and thousands of people do you tie?
Well, so somebody made a comment on this on Facebook, and somebody else said, just like you tie in politics, like in elections, you know, there's the whole United States.
And there's no recount with the ACMs?
Yeah, so it's just like, it
wow.
is what it is.
Well, and there is a conspiracy going around that maybe perhaps this is the launch of what is going to be the future. So what I mean by that is that the ACMs may have an Entertainer of the Year male category, Entertainer of the Year female category. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. It kind of rubs me in a way that I'm like, do we have to do that? I don't know.
I think it's two-sided because it'd be so cool to see other artists get that award like more than one every year.
Sure,
but at the same time, other people are arguing, okay, well, there shouldn't even be female and male categories. It should be just entertainer, vocalist, performer, like just make it one category and put everyone in it.
Wow. Okay. So again, that was historic and we have a lot more. If you missed the ACMs, the Academy of Country Music Awards, we are your official station and so much to highlight, like Carrie Underwood and that amazing female tribute that we'll share with you.
And some super cool high tech stuff that Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani pulled off last night. Insane.
It's all up in 10 minutes. Obi, Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. All right. So on your Thursday, it is Thursday, right?
Thursday. Woo-hoo.
My days are all mixed up. Okay, so Ashley is out. She's having one of those procedures done that you can only go to the doctors at, you know, this time in the morning. So I've got Melissa on, our superstar, who you hear after the morning show. And then, of course, morning show producer Chloe in here. And again, another reminder, because you're going to get money at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 5 p.m. here. That's $1,000 with K92.3's Country Stimulus Stash. Okay, so let's get to last night's Academy of Country Music Awards as your official station. Man, we've got a lot of coverage to give you, and can we pivot to Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, so this was insane that this girl, obviously her vocals, we talk about it every time because every performance, she's just above and beyond with the effort she puts into it. And you can tell, like last night when she did this tribute to women in country, Dolly, Reba, Loretta, Martina McBride, Patsy Cline, like some of their biggest songs did like this medley of all of them.
And this was just Carrie.
This was just Carrie. By herself.
Pulling off all the talents of all those great women that she said.
And I mean, there was at the very end, I think it was a Martina song that she ended it all with, literally like held the note so long. I was like out of breath just watching, but only Carrie Underwood could do something like that.
Well, here, let's share a little bit of that. Carrie Underwood at last night's Academy of Country Music Awards.
Why'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy boots and your painted on jeans, all decked out like a cowgirl's dream? Why'd you come in here looking like that?
Man, that again is Carrie Underwood, and there's a reason why she was Entertainer of the Year. Listen, I even want to put this out there. I love Kelly Clarkson, but I think Carrie Underwood is probably one of the biggest successes of American Idol.
100% would agree with that. And I think last night, too, if you watched some of the performances, all of them tried their best to make it seem like that whole place was packed with people. And some of them had a little harder time than others, but Carrie Underwood didn't skip a beat. I mean, insane.
Yeah, and again, just to catch everyone up to speed, it was done in three different locations. The first time that the Academy of Country Music Awards has ever done this, because typically it's in Vegas, it's at the MGM. But last night, they did fantastic. Even Melissa, you were talking to me about Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani. They were in a green room.
Yeah, so they weren't in Nashville, so they weren't able to do any of the locations, the Bluebird, the Opry, or the Ryman. But what they did was wherever they were in this green room, like floor, ceiling, all four walls.
From what I saw, I couldn't even tell.
Literally, they made it look like they were in the Bluebird, and I, if they didn't say anything, would have never noticed.
Yeah, and if you're unfamiliar with the Bluebird Cafe there in Nashville, it's one of the most popular spots where artists basically get their launch. As a matter of fact, people like Taylor Swift still go back there and perform.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah, Keith Urban still go back there and perform for free, just paying tribute to the Bluebird Cafe. So that's why it was important to be part of last night's ACMs. So if you missed last night's ACMs, we're going to try our best here as the official Academy of Country Music Awards station to catch you up to speed. Lots of winners. Was your favorite song chosen as a winner last night? Was your favorite artist chosen as a winner last night? We'll tell you all of that in Ashley's All Access that Melissa here is going to pull off here in 10 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right, with Ashley out, we have our superstar Melissa in here with the All Access. What you got for us today?
So we've already kind of talked about the Entertainer of the Year and how Carrie Underwood, Thomas Rhett tied, but there's also all these other awards, you know, like Female Artist of the Year went to Maren Morris. Group of the Year, Old Dominion, Album of the Year, Luke Combs, who also won Male Artist of the Year. And I think it's super cool because out of the 9 artists that won awards last night, 7 of them have been at our K92.3 All-Star Jams as newer artists.
Nice,
so like just
nice.
Kind of, well, I feel like a proud parent watching our kids grow up.
Well, and I'll say something about those other awards too, because of course the big awards, you know, those are awesome to talk about. But these ones, like Song of the Year, like what it does is it validates
my taste. I don't know about you, but if I sit back and I say, oh man, Luke Combs, that song is on fire. When he wins Song of the Year or Dan and Shay win Duo of the Year, it kind of validates. It's like, okay, so I have good taste.
And then some of the performances last night, I know it was different for these artists, you know, not having anyone in the crowd and just essentially performing to a few tech people in the crowd and a camera. But Kane Brown did something where he put choir members up in the stands of the Opry. And they all, like, were essentially sections apart, so there wasn't that many. But the fact that he added in people that, I mean, just putting somebody in the crowd made it cool. But it added such an element to his performance that was insane. You can see that up on the K92.3 website. And also, the Opry did something super cool with the lights to make it look. They put lights in the seats and had it dancing with the music. So it just added another, like, something you would never expect. Just another level that you don't look it at when you're watching the person perform, you know? So that was super cool as well. And then something I really wanted to add, just because it shows how cool Keith Urban is. So Mickey Guyton, she's a brand new artist, you know, and she did a performance last night. And not one person mentioned who her piano player was. You know, she just sang and there was a piano player in the background.
Yeah.
It was Keith Urban. So I think it was so cool that I don't know if he stepped in last minute and was like, hey, I'm going to do this, you know, because you need help and somebody, you know, couldn't make it. Maybe they had a test that didn't come back positive or whatever. But the fact that he was just there and didn't bring attention to himself, I think it shows so much about who Keith Urban is.
Well, and let's talk about what it is to be proud of country music, because there you have Keith Urban stepping in for a new artist just to play the piano for them, right?
Yeah.
Right? Then you have Kane Brown inviting a choir to sing with him. I mean, this is the beauty of live music, and only country. That genre is the only one delivering it today.
Yeah, so all of the performances, winners, everything up at K92.3Orlando.com, including the tribute Trisha Yearwood did to Charlie Daniels and Joe Diffie and everyone who has passed away in 2020. Now, on a completely different note, with nothing to do with the ACMs, we've been on baby watch for Tyler Hubbard of FGL and his wife. Any day now, their third child should be coming. And again, this is third child under 3 years old. They were actually at the emergency room on her due date like a day or two ago because their three-year-old had to get stitches in her chin. So on top of a broken foot, on top of this with the stitches and all of that, we have a funny story about how she lied about being pregnant and then, boom, actually was pregnant.
We were even hiking Baldy one day, and I lied and said I was pregnant to somebody.
I spent 2 years.
Karma. So that I could get water.
Never pull a pregnancy card. This is real.
Yeah, so that's that for you.
Karma. Karma will get you.
All the stories up at K92.3Orlando.com.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Hey, good morning, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we've got Sheila of Longwood.
Good morning.
Wee-wee! Woo-hoo! All right. And then Kristen, where are you?
Kristen from Melbourne.
Oh, love this. Okay, hey, we talked to you the other day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay, good. We got a redemption opportunity here.
Yeah.
So here we go, ladies. This is the way that the game is played. Well, first, let me get you guys to say good morning to each other.
Good morning.
Cool, love it, love it. That's like that. That's like the handshake before the duel. All right, so here we have the beautiful Melissa. She is here in place of Ashley, who is out this morning. Now, she's got three questions for you. And the questions, they're not that hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest. Using their sound and having the right answer. That's how you win the showdown, right?
Sounds good.
All right. Cool. All right, so now the buzzer sound. This is going to be the sound that you make when you think you've got the right answer to Melissa's questions. So, Sheila over in Longwood, what's going to be your sound today?
I'm going to go with the same one I used the other day, which is boo.
Oh, okay. Love it. Love it. Okay. And then Kristen, what's going to be yours?
Jack. That's my son's name, and we listen to you guys every morning on the way to school.
All right. All right. Man, tell Jack he's got good taste. He's got good taste. All right, guys. Let's get ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Epcot tickets. Food and wine, my favorite. All right. So question number one, name one artist that performed at the ACM Awards last night.
Jack.
Oh, okay. What you got, Kristen?
Carrie Underwood.
Hey, she killed nice. It. Brought down the house with nobody in it.
All right. Question number two. What place is known as the happiest place on earth?
Jack.
All right. That was Jack. So, Kristen, you've got that one.
Disney.
Okay. Okay.
Especially
all right.
During food and wine.
Look at that. So you've got two right there representing Melbourne. That is a great redemption. Woo! Congratulations, Kristen.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I can't wait to go.
Yes, yeah, so you enjoy that. And again, tell Jack, thank you so much for telling his mom to play the station
for us. He listens to you guys, and he plays the O-Town with me in the morning. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Sheila, we're going to get you on another redemption here, but come on in here for this air hug. We love this part. Come on.
Social distancing.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, that's love right there. Ladies, thank you for participating in another edition of
the O-Town Showdown.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
All right. So every single morning at 7:25 and 9:25, we have somebody doing the right thing here. And today we're going to put our morning show producer, Chloe, in the hot seat. I'm going to let you fly the plane, okay? You better not crash this thing.
All right. I'll try. Well,
go ahead.
This story will definitely give you goosebumps. So I'm taking you out to Connecticut. Ready? His age, 18 years old. A gentleman by the name of Justin Gavin was walking down the road, saw an SUV with a little girl kind of hanging out the window, and saw that the tire was on fire. And so he started chasing down this mom in her car with her three kids, trying to let her know, hey, your car's on fire, your car's on fire. Ended up, they were able to get the car stopped. She had no idea this was happening. The second he pulled out those three kids, the car literally went up in flames. And so her kids are the age of 9, 4, and 1 years old.
Wow, and you showed me pictures of the car. The car is like all charred up and...
It's so sad. I mean, thank God for him. If it wasn't for him, they possibly could have lost their lives, you know? And the chief of police got a hold of this story, and Gavin was gifted with the challenge coin, which was pretty cool. So, and it's just the chief of police let him know, just kind of, you know, I hope this coin just reminds you of what you did and the honor that you showed to these... to this mother with her three kids.
Yeah, I love those coins, by the way, because you have members of military that they'll hand out coins. The chief of police loves to hand out coins to those citizens who have gone above and beyond. And
absolutely.
I kind of want to remind everybody that this is an 18-year-old who just saw this on the road. That could easily be you. That could easily be me the next time. And I know that this happens a lot of times whenever you see somebody's gas cap. Like whenever you see the gas, you know, door open, mm-hmm. and you're like, hey, your gas thing is open. You know, but man, for this person to step in that kind of a capacity to even help when they pulled over, like, that's a big deal.
Absolutely. And I'm definitely going to have to post this video on the Obie and Ashley Facebook page, because Gavin's smile when they handed him the coin was priceless. And he said, life is too short. So I thought if that was me in my situation, I would want someone to help me. So Gavin, you, my friend, are doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country. So really quickly, thank you so much for making us the number one podcasted morning show. I mean, even with Amazon's launch of podcasts, they've selected us to be part of the lineup. So this is big, and it's because we have a great cast here on the show. So you've got Melissa joining us right now. Morning show producer Chloe. We typically have the mayors on, all your city influencers, including Shelly, who is our local expert and guru on all things entertainment that us locals get to take advantage of. Shelly, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic.
I have fantastic news for everyone. If you're looking to get into that spooky fall feeling this weekend, because there are some great things kicking off in the theme park.
Yeah, Shelly, what I love about your job is that, like, your focus is on the fun. And here in our backyard, it's all over the place.
So the first thing that I want to talk about is that Halloween has arrived at the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. So while there's not Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, daytime guests can enjoy a lot of the offerings that normally would be during the party during the day. So you've got characters in their Halloween costumes and villains, special treats, and there are special photo pass picture options.
All right, nice. Disney for the kids.
Oh, absolutely. If you are looking for something that's a little bit more adult, Universal Orlando Resort has a special thing that they are testing this weekend and a few other little pluses. The biggest thing that they're doing is that on Saturday and Sunday, guests can experience 2 Halloween Horror Nights houses during the day included with your admission.
Okay, so we're talking about like our haunted houses that we're used to. Even though it's not going to be the way that we're used to it, they're bringing them back, at least 2 of them.
Right, they're testing an experience that allows daytime guests to use their virtual line, which is part of the official Universal Orlando app,
right,
to get a time to return to these 2 houses that are the Universal Monsters, the Bride of Frankenstein, and Revenge of the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, that's cool, man. I'm glad to see everybody at Universal trying to put together something for our experience. I mean, shoot, we're used to 7, 9 houses.
Right. I mean, at least it's something to kind of like see if they can test the waters to open up a few more. But the other two things that they're doing is that children under 12 can trick or treat for free at Universal's Islands of Adventure, and everyone can wear a costume.
Okay, is this only for Halloween, or is this like starting now?
This is starting this weekend. It's something that they're testing. If it goes well, I really expect them to start to do this more often.
Okay, so basically what we're learning today is for those of us who are locals, if we want to be part of this quote-unquote testing, it's great for us because, again, you're not going to have the maximum capacity parks. You're not going to have those crazy lines, and you get to experiment for the first time, Universal and Disney both doing stuff that they've never done before.
Absolutely.
All right, love it. So there you go, parents. Now you've got an excuse to do some field trips with your kids. And even us adults who just want to experience Universal by ourselves and do those houses. Man, I think that's great, Shelly. Thank you for keeping us aware of everything that's happening.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see what everybody does this weekend.
All right, where can we find out more? Because there's always more.
At On The Go in MCL.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
All right, so we've got Evan calling us from the Conway area. Good to be talking to you, man.
Good morning.
Why don't you tell everybody what you were just telling us off the air?
Hey, guys. So I met this girl. Her name was Caitlin. My company had a volunteer day at her work. She worked for the nonprofit.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I figured she's like good-hearted and stuff.
Yeah.
We went on a date. We spent some quality time together. I thought it went really well. And then she basically Caspered me. And
she what?
Guys, she Caspered me.
Like ghosted. Disappeared.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what that was.
Well, right. Evan, you had met her literally just the day you were volunteering. You had been there all day and asked her out from there. And then you had a date completely separate from that.
Yeah. It doesn't really make any sense. I mean, you know, we had a nice time. I picked her up and took her out, and then I dropped her off at home. It seemed all good throughout the car ride, through everything.
Hey, man, okay. We're going to see if we can't help you out and get you through talking, okay?
Okay, great.
Hello?
Yes, would love to speak to Caitlin, please.
Yeah.
Caitlin, good morning. My name is Obi. That's Ashley.
Good morning, Caitlin.
So the both of us, we're on a morning radio show here in the city, and it's on the big station, K92.3. Don't know if you've heard of us, Obi and Ashley.
Why are you calling me?
Okay, so if you've heard of us, hopefully you've heard of the second date update where we try to piece people back together again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Caitlin, you sound like you're in a good mood, which is cool because we're calling you about Evan.
All right.
Evan told us he took you out on a date. First of all, he said you work at a nonprofit. That's awesome. He didn't share with which one, but he reached out to us to get a hold of you to see why you're not getting back to him because he really enjoyed your date, wanted to take you back out.
Seriously?
You're in the trust tree, so we're just trying to help you guys out. It's for the betterment. So what happened that you're not calling him back?
He's doing some things I'm not comfortable with, I'll put it that way.
He's doing things you're not comfortable with, or he did something on the date?
Oh, not just on the date, but in general.
Okay, can you trust us with what he did?
He's a pot dealer.
Okay.
That's the thing. It was basically thrown in my face. On our way back from the date, he drove us, and so we were on our way back together in his car, got a phone call, picked it up right in front of me, and the woman on the line asks him for some vitamin E. So, of course, afterwards, the phone call, I asked him about it, and he completely came clean and shared that this is something that he does.
Wait, so he gives them vitamin E?
That's what the old ladies, the old Bettys, that they call him, vitamin E.
So what do you mean old ladies, though?
He does this for old women, you know, like old ladies with glaucoma, et cetera. You feel like he's helping.
Wow, you know what? Let's bring Evan into this conversation because I think there's been a lot exposed.
I don't even know if this is, like, legal to be happening on the phone.
So, I mean, when we had that conversation in the car, it seems like she was cool with it.
So, Evan, wait a minute.
It's not. It's illegal.
So you do supply the local ladies in the neighborhood?
Well, yes. A lot of these women a medical marijuana license costs a lot, and these women who are 75 and up, and they really need access to stuff that they can't get access to, and so I help them out.
This is insane. I don't even want to be on the phone for this. We don't know what could happen next. This is illegal information.
Okay.
I don't want to be a part of this. You don't even have a medical marijuana license. This is not what you're doing.
Oh, wow.
It's not okay. It's just not. You're not doing it the right way.
Look, what I'm doing here, it's a service for these women are old. There's Genevieve, you know, she's 85. Her husband passed away like 20 years ago. She lives alone. I go to her. I give her a pre-rolled.
You give her a what?
I brighten her day. A pre-rolled. It's fine.
What is that?
It's like a something that's already rolled up.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Obi.
I'm just saying.
She's got her hands aren't so good. She needs some help. Look, the enjoyment I get knowing that I'm providing Genevieve some happiness in her later years, I don't see what the harm in that is. We're both getting such great things out of our relationship.
Okay, wow. I see your point, but she's also saying, like Caitlin's saying, it's illegal if you're just like growing it in your backyard.
I just don't know what to say. There is nothing that you could say right now that would make this okay. You are a pot dealer, period. I don't know what else there is to say about it.
I don't see why this is such a big deal.
What'd you call him?
I called him Cheech and Chong.
Aw, he's helping the old ladies out, though.
It's illegal, guys. This is insane. How are we even having this conversation? It's obvious I'm not interested. I'm done.
No, I'm with you. I can, okay, Evan, we can appreciate maybe that you have a good heart, but you got to do it legally.
Home of Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
That wraps up another episode of Obie and Ashley in the Morning. And we really want to thank you again for making us Orlando's number one most podcasted morning show. I mean, that means so much to us. And we would be ridiculously silly to not give you the credit for putting us in that spot. Again, you want to find my partner in crime here, Ashley?
You can find me on Instagram at Ashley Stegbauer.
And feel free to find me anywhere you can search Obie Diaz. And don't forget, we also have an unfiltered version of the podcast, too. All right. Well, you be blessed, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Hootie hoo!